Hey, hi, Anil. How are you? I think you have some queries, right? You can just ask me. Yeah.
Yes, hi sir, and I have some few queries about
Yes, please.
actually some mechanical people would be there, sir. So they have some 5+ or 10+ years experience, so but they want to switch their careers into this field, but they're a little bit confused about this. Once they're done with this, what would be the future they want to expose? Like, what about their previous experience?
All right, so let me explain, Anil. What we will be doing is so AI or data science, so they can be used even into the manufacturing industry. So whatever the experience they are having, so we take that experience as a reference. So we don't just directly make them as a fresher. For example, you came near us, so with an experience of 5 years, so you may be earning some salary. So we make sure that you are getting a better salary than what you're getting now. So we may not be taking you for example, if you are drawing 6 lakh per annum, so we may not be making you to get placed around 3 lakh or 2 lakh, right? So you will be getting a better pay, and even whatever the projects we are giving on data science or AI, so they're going to be purely on mechanical related AI projects. So there are various projects on predictive maintenance and all this industry 4.0. So we can see a huge shift in AI applications in mechanical or manufacturing industry. So we will be placing those projects in their resume. No need to worry about it.
Okay, sir.
So,
Some
but
people
consider their old experience. So without considering the old experience, we may not be just moving them into the new profile. We consider it.
would be asking, like, can we deploy the data science skill in our profile? Like, mechanical profiles would be there, right, sir? From project manager.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can do it. So we can deploy the things into their mechanical profiles, but we want to take the help of some of the software development people or IoT people. So without the help of IoT or software development people, we can't directly deploy mechanical th so AI related things into their mechanical profile. We can do that. We can deploy it. Yeah.
Okay, and some more queries, like, after COVID-19 and after this situation, what will be the going, like, hiring process, and what would be the scope of data
So,
scientist job
yes,
role?
so the scope of data science is practically increasing. Even if you are looking into AI, rather than saying it as a data science, we can say data science AI is gradually growing comparatively to other profiles. The major reason is due to the COVID-19, we need to maintain certain social distancing. So when there is a social distancing, obviously we want someone to do the work. So we can't, for example, if there is a work where exactly 100% people are doing, now we want to take the help of 30% and we need to make the works to be done. So means we want to take the help of robots. Means you want to go with various automation process, like you need to use RPA, you need to use AI or ML. So machine learning and AI is gradually increasing comparatively than before COVID-19. Now people are moving more towards AI. But only one thing is, people who are learning AI or ML, they need to have great skill. Why? In the sense, people are looking for something, huge amount of complex automations they're expecting from every learner. If they are able to get a great skill in AI or ML, yes, they are able to crack a job into AI and ML for sure.
Can you please give me a clear picture about the salaries of fresher and senior data scientists?
So salaries vary based on skill set. Why? And salaries are purely dependent on various factors. For example, it depends on product-based type of company, like product-based industry or a service-based industry. So a fresher from which kind of college, even that matters. And a fresher kind of projects they worked on or kind of internship they are having it. So what we do is, if any fresher is getting enrolled with us, we make sure that they are working on some projects so that at least they are able to get some internship certificate, and on basis of internship they are able to get into a company for a better pay scale. So every time for a data scientist, the salaries of fresher ranges from 4 to 5 lakh, or 4 to 5 lakh we are able to see for a freshers. And even for experienced people, for 5 years we are able to expect a salary from 15 lakh to 20 lakh. And for more than 10 years, we are able to see somewhere around 25 lakh to 30 lakh range. So in this way, the salaries are varying. So even for 15+ years, we are able to see salaries up to 30 lakh, 35 lakh, we are able to see it. But due to this COVID-19, there may be a slight drop in the salaries comparatively. Why? In the sense, everyone are into the financial crunches, not only one industry, every industry is into financial crunch. So we may see a very small slight down in salaries for sure.
Okay, sir. And
But
meanwhile,
it's all about the skill, I believe it. For example, if a fresher is mastering or only on machine learning, there is one salary. Machine learning plus deep learning, another salary. It depends what is the kind of skill set they are having.
And one more, sir, like, is there any particular degree, sir, to do this data science course?
Not exactly. Even if you see Naukri profile or LinkedIn or whatever it may be, people clearly states that any graduation is okay. Any UG is okay. They accept any UG. But major thing, what people say is every company, even for example, if I am a business owner, I look at what is the skill set people are having. For example, I'm looking for a data scientist. I want only a skill set related to data science. I don't care if you are from mechanical or you are from ECE or you are from computer science, you are from airlines. I don't care about all these profiles. So, but I need to know how well you are good with this current AI or ML or data science. That's what I priorly look for.
Okay, sir. And last and final question, sir. Sir, a majority of the people bothering about, they confused, like there would be some 1 year course and there would be on 6 months, there would be on 3 months.
Yes.
And they are confusing, like, is it possible for 3 months or 4 months? They are asking like that, sir.
It's very simple. For example, if you are looking into what exactly the duration of a program is, if you are going with 1 year program, if you are planning to get a certificate, yes, 1 year program is something very important. For example, now you are a UG person, you want to do a PG or master's in data science or master's in something. So then you need to go for 1 year program. So the goal is not like getting a certificate. For example, if you want to do something on real time, so even for example, there is in machine learning, there is a saying like if you're spending more time, you get more confidence. That's it. For example, if you're learning 1 year, only why we designed our program of 3 months to 6 months. The major reason why we designed our program for 3 to 6 months is we don't want to stretch the topics. For example, 1 year programs are nothing but they stretch the topics. For example, if there is a topic of 10 minutes, they make it for 1 hour. So by doing it every duration going to improve for 1 year. But our intention is we want to make our courses or the things what we are explaining need to be completed within 2 or 3 months. And we want our learners to spend time on the practicals, or they want to spend more time on the real-time projects. And they want to spend their time on the Naukri profile, or they want to spend their time on the interview preparation. So if you see, majority of our transitions are happened, even within 3 to 6 months, we are able to make a person to get placed into the industry. If they are able to place the 100% effort, yes, we are able to place a person from 3 to 6 months. So no need to waste the time of 1 year. So when you're spending 1 year, again, you want one more year to prepare. It's so simple. For example, now you got into my program. The program is for 1 year. 1 year I'm teaching. After 1 year, you are preparing your resume. So you are investing close to 1.5 years only to get a career transition. But what we ask our learners is if you're able to invest 3 months on what we teach and another 3 months on like Naukri preparation or interview preparation or resume preparation and going with multiple interview calls, you are able to crack a job within 6 to 7 months for sure. That's the only reason we are making our things to be crisp. So if you see our, even you can look into our agenda, you can compare our agenda, our classes with any other even 1 year programs. So in a simple line, our 3 months to 6 months of programs are equivalent to 2 years of experience in a particular field. So such a kind of in-depth knowledge we provide, but they are difficult to work on the projects. That's it.
Okay, sir. Fine, sir. Thank you, sir.
Any more questions, Anil?
No more questions, sir.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.